This morning, I want to ask all of you a couple of basic questions. Here's the first question. What do you base your life on? What is the foundation of your life? Perhaps an even better question would be this. Do you have a foundation that guides and directs your life? Back in the early 90s, country music singer Aaron Tippin came out with a very popular song entitled, "You've Got to Stand for Something," and then he added, "Or You'll Fall for Anything." You've got to stand for something. Friends, when you look around the world today, it seems that many people, far too many people in fact, appear to be walking aimlessly through life without any clear direction or foundation. Brethren, I strongly believe that Christians should certainly stand for something. Again, what is the foundation of your life? Is your foundation a religion? Is your foundation a denomination? Is your foundation a particular church? What should be our foundation? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus gave this wonderful advice, quote, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Friends, Jesus has the words of life. The teachings of Jesus, if followed, produce life. But how do we know the teachings of Jesus? Actually, the answer is fairly simple, but also very important. How do we know the teachings of Jesus? Read his words. Study the teachings of Jesus. Incorporate, internalize the principles Jesus taught. Friends, I encourage everyone listening to me this morning to read the words of Jesus. Brethren, there can be no more productive endeavor in your life than to know Jesus Christ, not only as your personal Savior, but also as your mentor, your teacher, and the foundation of your life. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said that the church is, quote, "built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone." The first line of an old Christian hymn says it best. "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Let us pray. Father God, we are so thankful for the works and teachings of Jesus Christ. Inspire and strengthen us to follow his teachings as our firm foundation. Amen.